Thanks for listening to Tuned to Yesterday's Encore broadcasts. Do you enjoy the historical aspect of these old shows? Would you like to hear more in-depth tales of the performers and players that made the golden age of radio what it was? We have a weekly podcast dedicated to this called the Tuned to Yesterday Dialer, or TTY Dialer for short. It brings you stories of how radio was, along with fun with sound from radio's past, and a brief preview of the shows coming up for the week. The podcasts are about 20 minutes long, and they're posted Saturday nights and make for great listening on Sundays or whenever you want. It's the TTY Dialer podcast at WRVO.org, or listen as part of your subscription to Tuned to Yesterday on iTunes. Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you shows from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levenier, for an hour of variety, which is nearly an understatement. After our first broadcast, we'll hear Hello Americans from 1943, and right now it is Command Performance from April 19th, 1942, one of the more memorable shows from the series, hosted by Shirley Temple. We hear Abbott and Costello with their Who's on First routine, Baby Snooks and Daddy on the Golf Course, and more. From the Armed Forces Radio Service, it's Command Performance.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world.
Command Performance!
Presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Hello there, men. It's Command Performance time again, time to dig in and answer your request by presenting the stars you want to hear. I guess we've had almost 100 letters requesting the appearance of a certain Hollywood personality. We're going to read just one of those letters. It's from a corporal in the United States Marine Corps somewhere in the South Pacific who writes...
Would you please call up my kid sister and tell her I'd like to hear her voice?
Well, fella, here she is. Your kid sister and the sweetheart of just about everybody back here at home, Miss Shirley Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Douglas, and a great big hello to my brother Sonny and all the other fighting nephews of Uncle Sam. I hardly know where to begin, because tonight's command performance is really sprinkled with stars. Let me see. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Don Sir Sunday best regalia for a soldier in Australia. His command is answered now as Martha Tilton takes a bow.
Mother dear, when you go, mail this letter to Joe for me. He's far across the sea, he's far away from me. I hope that he remembers how to say no. And this is what I wrote, my precious Joe. Listen here, Joseph, don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till you come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Till you come marching home. I just got word from a gal who heard from a gal in Waikiki. The fella she met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till you come marching home. The boys around town have got me down. They won't stop bothering me while you're busy slapping Japs. I'm busy slapping chaps. So don't forget that the girl you left behind has party when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, and I'll guarantee there is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
Now, for a Red Cross nurse in the Canal Zone, Gordon Jenkins and the orchestra play Blue Skies. Iceland, signed by Lieutenant M.A.G.
Dear Command Performance, I'm very proud to be a pilot in the best Air Force in the world. I'm also pretty proud of a little bundle of mischief back home in Georgia. You know, she'd be right here beside me for a moment if you'd put on that famous star with the same nickname as my kid, and I do mean Baby Snooks.
Your wish is our command, Lieutenant. Here she is, Miss Fanny Bryce in her famous characterization of Baby Snooks with Hanley, Daddy Stafford, and Mr. Frank Nelson.
Snooks and Daddy on the golf course, where Snooks has insisted upon being present despite Daddy's protests. So let's look over on the first tee and sort of see what's cooking.
Move back a little, Snooks.
Why?
If you don't move, I won't be able to swing my club.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes?
Have you seen a ball?
No. We just walked on the tee.
Oh, okay.
The nerve of that guy. Yeah. Looked at me as though I'd picked up his ball.
Maybe he's seen you do it, Daddy.
Did you see me pick up a ball?
Uh-huh.
He did not. I took this ball out of my bag.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, it isn't his anyway. It came from the other direction. And you mind your own business. If the fella's too cheap to hire a caddy, he deserves to lose his ball.
Why don't you hire a caddy, Daddy?
Because I don't need one.
Well, I'm tired from carrying this bag.
You haven't started yet. Oh, I'll carry it myself. Put it down.
Look at all the people waiting, Daddy.
I see them. I'm going to start right now.
What are you doing?
I'm putting the ball on the tee.
Is that tee?
Yes.
Looks like dirt.
It is dirt. This tea isn't the same as the tea you drink.
Why?
Because one is a beverage and the other is ground. This tea is ground.
I thought coffee was ground.
Coffee is ground. But this is a different tea and a different ground. Does that answer your question?
I didn't ask you nothing.
Well, don't.
Hurry up and hit the ball. I haven't got all day, brother.
Take your time, brother.
Is he your brother, Daddy?
No, he's not my brother. I wouldn't have him for a second cousin.
Never mind those wisecracks, fella. Just drive off and keep moving.
Okay, okay. Broken down public courses.
Hit the ball, Daddy.
All right, just you keep quiet.
All right.
Back slow, head down.
Daddy!
What is it?
Where are you going to hit it to?
To that thing waving down there.
What thing?
The flag. That flag indicates the position of the green.
Why?
Because that's where the hole is. Wherever you see a flag, there's a hole.
Why don't they fix it?
Fix what?
The hole in the flag.
There isn't any hole in the flag. The green has a hole in it.
Why?
Oh, so I can crawl in and pull it over my head. Oh, stop the yelling. Will you let me hit this ball?
Where are you going to hit it to?
I told you, to the green.
What for?
Because that's where the hole is.
What hole?
The first hole. Now move back.
Well, why don't you hit it to the second hole?
Because this is the first tee, and you must hit the ball to the corresponding hole.
Where is it?
Where that flag is waving. That's the hole.
What hole?
The first hole. And that's where I'm going to hit it.
Where?
The first hole! Why don't you tee that kid up and throw her into a trap?
You stop meddling in my affairs, mister, or there'll be plenty of trouble.
Listen, fella, you've been on this tee for 20 minutes. Now, why don't you be nice and let me play through?
Oh, all right. Get out of the way, Snooks.
Why?
I'm letting this man go through.
Thanks. I'll be out of your way in a second.
Wait! He really hit it, didn't he, Daddy?
Yeah, just a bunt.
Yeah?
Wait till I get a sock at it. I'll show you.
Let me see you do it.
Okay, get out of the way while I tee up again.
I'll get out of the way.
Now, don't make a sound.
I won't make a sound.
You just watch where the ball goes.
All right, Daddy.
Now, head down, right hand over.
Yeah.
Bring the club back slowly.
Daddy!
Oh! What is it now?
Why don't you hit the ball?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Will you hit it good?
Good enough to qualify for the Open, I guess. I'll probably shoot a par.
Whose par are you going to shoot, Daddy?
I said par, not par. The object of the game is to shoot par.
Mm. Why don't you shoot ma?
Don't give me ideas.
Huh?
Nothing. Will you let me hit this ball?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, don't utter a sound now. Here I go. Knees relaxed. Left shoulder down, eye on the ball.
You missed it, Daddy.
Hmm. Tough course. Look out. Head down, eye on the ball.
Daddy!
Now what is it?
That man in the sandpit just missed the ball, too.
That's fine.
You know what he said?
No, what did he say?
Shall I leave out the bad words?
Yes.
Then he didn't say nothing.
Watch me and keep quiet. Eye on the ball, firm grip, right hand over. Yeah. Come back slowly.
Back slowly.
Well, go ahead and talk if you're going to.
I'm
going
to talk, Daddy.
Fine. Now, eye on the ball.
Did you hit it, Daddy?
And how? Carried 30 yards, straight as an arrow. Except it's a little out of bounds.
Is that good?
Oh, not bad. Come on, I don't want to lose that ball.
Let me hit one, Daddy.
In a minute. Let me find my ball.
I want to hit it.
I'll hear it. Holy smoke. Nobody but a professional could make this shot to the green.
I want to try it.
All right, you little smart aleck. I'll bet you won't even move the ball an inch. I'll take this glove.
Which way shall I hit it?
You see that flag on the green?
Yeah.
Aim for that. Now keep your head down and your eye on the ball.
Don't tell me. I want to do it all by myself.
Now go ahead.
Come on, stand back.
Well, I'll be... What a shot! Dead to the pin!
No good?
Why, it's a miracle! Come on, let's see how close it is. Oh, boy. Snooks, look at this ball. 4 inches from the cup.
What do I have to do now, Daddy?
Make it go in that little hole. Well, what are you yelling about?
Why didn't you tell me when we went back there?
Oh, come on, we're going home.
Miss Bryce and Mr. Stafford. You know, I used to play parts like that myself. I outgrew them. Now, a letter from the city we mustn't mention in South America.
If anybody is tops with this man's army, it's Dorothy L'Amour. Could you persuade her to sing a chorus of Moonlight and Shadows just for us?
You bet we can, Sergeant JWC. And we'd have done it before, except that nobody in Hollywood has been traveling more miles to sell more defense bonds and the lovely lady I give you now, Miss Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you, Shirley. And hello there, Sergeant. I'm very happy to be here to answer your command. After all, you are in America's armed forces, the only army that we here at home will ever take orders from. Here is your song, and with it my deepest respect for the greatest fighting men in the world.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and the melody in the bamboo. My sweet, even in shadows, I feel no alarms while you hold me tight in the jungle night, my sweet. Close to you always will be. Never, never, never to part from me. Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, I belong.
Gentlemen answering a whole flock of requests, including one from a former baseball player and his friends at the U.S. Naval Station in Puerto Rico. Here they are with their famous baseball sketch, Abbott and Costello.
Oh, my new baseball suit. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right, now, don't get
excited.
Are
you the manager of this baseball team?
Yes.
Well, now that I'm down here for spring training, I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello.
Well, naturally, I'll introduce you to the boys and a regular bunch of boys we have. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names.
Strange names, nicknames, pet names.
Well, tell me the fellow's name.
Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I'm saying, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
I should.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
Oh, what are you asking me for?
You, I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Yes.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally, you wouldn't expect anyone else to sign it.
But who?
Yes.
So who signed it?
Yes, absolutely.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
Absolutely. Sometimes his wife comes down and gets it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, he's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the fellow's name on first base?
Oh, no, wait a minute. What is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
One base at a time, please.
Don't change the players
around. I'm not changing anybody. I'm only asking you, what is the fellow's name on first base?
No, wait a minute. What is on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, wait a minute.
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the fellow's name on third base.
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go. Back to first.
Look,
will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
What do you want me to do?
I
want to
know who was playing third base.
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Now, who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
So what's the fellow's name belongs there?
No, what belongs on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. Look, Abbott, please, have you got an outfield?
Naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
But tell me who's playing left field.
No, who's playing first?
Stay out of the infield!
Oh, don't mention your names out here.
What's the left fielder's name?
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. Plays as well as I do.
You gotta have a pitcher on the team.
Naturally.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you gonna tell me who's pitching?
Now listen. Who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say. Who's on first?
Have it your own way. Go ahead.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all we got is a couple of days
on the
team.
Well, I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
I know that.
Now, I'll get behind the plate. I'll do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Home run, Paul Douglas.
All right.
What a home run hitter.
So?
Tomorrow throws the ball. Douglas bunched the ball. Now, when he bunched the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about!
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw at the first base.
So?
Who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, Abbott, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally. Excuse me. I pick up the ball. I throw it to naturally.
No, wait a minute. You throw the ball to first base. Then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it.
I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, wait a minute.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same as you! Look, now I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs the second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws to, I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow? Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Oh, that's silly.
To a requisition from a very cold climate for Technical Sergeant D.R.W. in the Engineer Corps up in Alaska. Six hits in the midst from the Bob Hope Show and begin the begin.
When they begin the begin, it brings back a sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor.
It brings back a memory evergreen.
Under the stars, hear that heavenly rhythm. And being with you seems too good to be true, dear.
And even the palms seem to be swaying.
Each time that I hear the beginning, da 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 do do do, live it again, is past all endeavor.
Except when that tune clutches my heart,
and there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never,
never more to part.
Moments divine, now who wouldn't be happy? So when you begin, don't you stop, just keep right on playing.
And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted,
I know what to blame, it's the beginning.
So don't let them begin.
Sleep like a dead desire, I only remember.
begin the beginning.
Oh, yes, let them be glad that I make them play. Till the stars that were there before turned up the music.
Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you.
And we suddenly know.
Brothers, that just about fills up the package for tonight. A package of love, wrapped in devotion and sealed with a kiss. In your letters, many of you say, Command Performance is your thrill of the week. To us who appear here, it's a thrill of a lifetime. Keep writing to us, won't you? And when you think of us here at home, think of hands across the sea. And remember that behind those hands are lots and lots of arms, arms of iron and steel. And we'll keep them rolling off the assembly lines until you've made the last of our enemies kneel down and say uncle to Uncle Sam. This is Shirley Temple saying good night and God bless you.
Okay, man, there goes Command Performance number 9. We hope you liked it because you built it. Now, please write to Command Performance in care of the station to which you are listening and let us know whom and what you'd like to hear. You'll get it, brother, because as big as one little spangle of the 48 stars in that flag you're defending. And so, until we shortwave at you next time, hit them hard, buddy. Right down to the last rising son of a gun.
Command Performance on Tuned to Yesterday from April 19th, 1942 on Armed Forces Radio, their 9th program in a series. It's an hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levenier. And now an interesting variety program next, normally hosted by Orson Welles, who does not appear in the broadcast. It's Hello Americans from January 3rd, 1943. A real departure from what was normally heard on the show, and does sound more like a replacement for a program whose host was sick that week. The CBS episode features Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, Tito Guizar as host, and singing star Sir Lancelot.
Orson Welles, usually heard at this time in the CBS series Hello Americans, is unable to appear this evening due to illness. For tonight, Lud Gluskin and his orchestra present a program for the people of two continents. Ritmos de las Americas. The Argentine. Brazil. Martinique. Trinidad. Cuba. Mexico. Ritmos de las Americas. These are the exciting rhythms of the Americas, which you will hear tonight played for you by Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, featuring the noted calypso singer Sir Lancelot, Cuba's favorite Miguelito Valdez, and your host for the evening, Mexico's singing star of the screen, Tito Guizar.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Really, no one can take the place of Senor Orson Welles on a program such as this dedicated to the Latin American countries. I can say that with conviction. Because I was with Senor Wells in Brazil while he was on his tour through South America. He has told you something of this broadcast about the lovely island of Cuba, and he is right. Anyone who travels to Cuba carries away with him memories which live forever. He will always be able to see the twinkling lights of Havana. He will always hear the soft laughter of dark-eyed girls. And back of it all, there will be music. The rhythm of the Americas. The rhythm of a bolero song that comes right from the heart. Very nice, Senor Gluskin. A few weeks ago, mi amigo Orson Welles told you about the Calypso singers of Trinidad. On that same program, he introduced one of those singers. He's very famous. His name is Sir Lancelot. Tonight, we are very happy to have him back to sing for us again. Before we hear your song, Sir Lancelot, I wish you could tell us how calypso singing began in Trinidad.
Well, Tito, it probably began when somebody found out that a story could be told as well as sung. That's what calypso singing is, a story that's told in a song.
Are the stories always about Love and romance?
Oh, no. They can be about anything. Legends, history, sometimes love. Sometimes even about the news. You know, Tito, here in the United States, there's a Calypso song.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what the Americans would do if they were in Berlin.
I'm afraid I don't follow you. What is the title of the song?
Right in the Führer's face.
I remember it now. A very lovely ballad. Now, Americans, here is Sir Lancelot, the Calypso singer from Trinidad with... what's your song?
It's a little something commemorating the treacherous attack on Pearl Harbor. Arise, arise, ye sons of America, arise. Arise, arise, ye sons of America, arise. Listen to the sound of the bugle call. Your Uncle Sam needs you one and all. And he means to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. It was on the morning of December 7 when the evil messengers of this Son of Heaven attacked Pearl Harbor without a cause, precipitating this cruelest of wars. But that mad action they will regret. Believe me, friends, ain't seen nothing yet. For we mean to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. Now in the words of our great president, the illustrious head of this government, that most cruel and dastardly crime will be repaid a thousand times, till those cantankerous beasts of prey are apprehended and brought to bay. For we mean to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. Indeed, my friends, it's a wholesome sight as we stand with our allies in this glorious fight. Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, the Netherlands, and our motherland. Russia and China, we're proud to add. Don't forget to mention La Trinidad, for we mean to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. Oh, oh boy. Oh. Now as to the outcome, we have no fear, neither by land, nor sea, nor by air. Remember gallant MacArthur's stand on the historic peninsula. At Batan, Admiral Nimitz and Captain Kelly, their deeds will live for eternity. By land, air, and sea, we shall win the victory, most assuredly.
To come back to Trinidad. I was there, you know.
Thank you.
A lovely place.
Thank you,
Well, if tonight you were dancing in Rio de Janeiro, that splendid city of Brazil, you would be sure to hear a romantic samba called Aquarela do Brasil, which I had the pleasure to introduce to American audiences 2 years ago. Right now, it is probably the most popular Latin American song in all the Americas. Maestro Lud Gluskin plays it for you.
Thank you.
Very, very nice, Señor Lord. Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to sing for you a song which pictures my homeland, Mexico. For there are so many songs, and there is so little time. I will take my guitar and just sing.
Quiero que vivas solo para mí y que tú vayas por donde yo voy para que mi alma sea no más de ti. Bésame con frenesí, dame la luz que tiene tu mirar y la ansiedad que entre tus labios vi. Esa locura de vivir y amar, que es más que amor frenesí, que es más que amor frenesí, que es más que amor frenesí. Guadalajara, 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 Guadalajara. Tienes el alma de provinciana, hueles a limpio, rosa temprana. A verde jade fresca del río, son mis palomos tu caserío. Guadalajara, Guadalajara, hueles a pura tierra mojada. Colomitos lejanos, ay, ojitos y acuermanos, hay colomitos inolvidables, inolvidables como las tardes en que la lluvia desde la loma irnos hacia Zapopan. Guadalajara, Guadalajara. Y allá en el rancho grande, allá donde viví, rancherita, que alegre me decía, y pues que te decía, manito, te voy a hacer tus calzones como, como los que usa el ranchero ceboleando, te los comienzo de lana y luego te los acabo de cuero. Allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, y pues que te decía, maldito, que pasen para adentro, que estoy solito, which means in English, okay. Ay, ay,
thank you.
bamboo, kalambu, bamboo, hey, bamboo, kalambu, ajuhe, bamboo, kalambu, bamboo, hey, bamboo, kalambu, ajuhe. Va por la tierra el guate, cantando su canto bembé. Bambú, calambú, bambú, hé. Bambú, calambú, ayúdé. Kim-bam-bam, temblará como el negro colibrí. Kim-bam-bam, elefante, mono y carabalí. Kim-bam-bam, 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 oh, eh.
Good. Love, Gluskin. And now it's time to say hasta la vista. This is Tito Rizal saying good night, Americans.
Our orchestra was conducted by Love, Gluskin. Next week, Orson Welles will return on another broadcast of Hello, Americans from Hollywood. Dick Joy speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Hello, Americans, on Tuned to Yesterday from January 3rd, 1943, the eighth show in the CBS series. I do hope you enjoyed that program, bringing us an historic moment with a song about Pearl Harbor. Not necessarily the norm on radio during the war years. Aside from news programs and war bulletins, radio's main objective was to provide escapism and entertainment for those tuning in. And that closes this hour of Variety on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levenier. Thanks for listening.